You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
COVID-19 has turned everyone's lives upside down, whether that be working from home, having to update safety measures at essential working places, or waiting in line to get a test or vaccination. Everyone is having to adapt. As Francis focused on the impact of the lockdown on supermarket workers, today Zazie is looking at nurses and healthcare workers and how the lockdown has impacted them. First off, Zazie speaks with Kerry Nuku from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. She begins by asking Kerry if, since the resurgence of COVID-19, there has been an added strain on healthcare workers.
Yes, certainly there has been. The health system has been under pressure for many, many years. Some of that has been because of understaffing or chronic understaffing. So absolutely, with the impact of COVID, the Delta variant, it certainly again put the pressure on the health system.
Are you satisfied that the operating protocols are sufficient to protect healthcare workers?
Look, absolutely. I think, as you've seen, that we've had a government that has responded really quickly to the variant, and we're in level four now, where the best thing to do is to stop as much as we can transmission, ensure that the public do wear their masks when they're out. And that gives some time for the health sector to take a breath and to ensure that they're adequately resourced with the PPE gear that there is necessary to ensure that they're kept safe. So I think what we've seen is some policies and procedures that were put in last year. What we are hoping that as things evolve, as we know more about COVID, that we also develop and fine-tune the policies and procedures that we put in place and expect health professionals to work towards.
On Friday the 20th of August, the Ministry of Health issued an exemption for essential health workers from the need to fully self-isolate as long as certain conditions were met. What are these conditions, and does this mean that healthcare workers who live with close contacts are still being told to go to work?
So certainly we can understand why the government or why the Director General would put in such amendments to Section 70. Some of that required us, first of all, to understand its implications or what it actually meant. And while it was introduced on the 20th, what we saw is that it was being interpreted really quickly and some DHBs were using that. What it does mean is that for essential healthcare workers, which are essential to ensure that the healthcare system continues to operate, what we've seen is that providing that the healthcare worker has had both shots of the vaccine, that anybody in their household has tested negative, and that there is nobody in your household that is sick, then there is an exemption that you can go back to work. That's fully covered and acknowledged by the Director General of Health. Now, we believe that that was introduced for further on down the track when there might be some need to ensure that healthcare workers keep the system going. But what we did see in the early days is that there was a difference in how some district health boards were applying it, and that created confusion for our members.
So what were some of these different ways it was being interpreted?
So what we were hearing is that some of our members that went or had been identified as a close contact were staying home, self-isolating. That was agreed by the district health board leadership or their charge nurses or team leaders. And then the next day they were getting called back to work before they had had a result of a negative test. So there was just some differences, and the nurses were really wanting to ensure that they weren't putting any patients at risk or harm.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, nurses feel conflicted because they want to keep people safe by staying home, but also going to work in case they do need more staffing. So in terms of that kind of relationship, you know, conflict, what is the best move forward, or what is the best thing to do for a nurse or healthcare worker?
What we've always said is that nurses and any healthcare worker should have access to the PPE gear that makes them feel safe when they're at work. And clarity of policies and procedures and any introduction of new changes need to ensure that we've had a conversation with the health union so that we know that our members are fully understanding of the impact of that, that there'd been conversations with unions and professional bodies to ensure that we're really clear and that we can all be on the same page with the introduction of any new changes. But having certainty, feeling safe when you're at work as part of the key things that we all need to be aware of, whether you're or not you're a member of the community and wanting to make sure you're safe going to the supermarket, or whether you're a nurse and wanting to feel safe when you go to work. Everybody deserves that level of respect and openness.
And healthcare workers have already been speaking out specifically, you know, about unsafe staffing for quite some time now. Have the level 4 lockdown conditions put additional pressure on this?
It's a difference, really. It's a reorganisation of some of that pressure. So what we've seen is hospitals stop elective surgery, and elective surgery on any given day just put their hospitals under a certain amount of pressure. So there is not that same level of pressure when it comes to some of those points, but certainly the frontline workers, there are people that have gone out from hospital environments and are working on the front line doing either vaccinations or standing up the swabbing centres. So as you should see, there is a redistribution of some of that pressure points, but certainly, and let's hope this never happens, once we start to get too many patients in the system, it puts a lot of pressure within the hospital setting, and therefore our issues around short staffing or chronic understaffing, it might start to show.
And last Thursday, hospital nurses and midwives were due to go on strike. Why did the strike not proceed?
I think it's a no-brainer. So we all knew that as a country, we have to work together. And so unselfishly, the nurses made a decision, or our members made a decision, not to strike and not to put the system under any more pressure and not to put communities. So rising up to make sure that our communities were safe is part of what we do. So the decision to make to cancel the strike was not because we'd met the conditions or the members were entirely happy with any offers that had been made at that point, but to rise up and do what we need to do as a country to work together to combat COVID-19 and to get on top of this really quickly and really early.
You're saying that it doesn't mean that the requirements or the things you are wanting or that nurses are needing have been met. What is the plan forward now in terms of addressing those things?
Yeah, so our industrial team and negotiating team will go back to the table. I think it's important to realise that this issue hasn't been resolved. It's been suspended in the interim while we deal with the thing that's facing us, you know, front on, COVID. But our members, once we get back to the table, our industrial team will pick that up, and I'm sure that there'll be further action down the road. But the important thing at the moment is we try and get on top of COVID-19. And as I said before, that the issues around chronic understaffing, care capacity, demand management, those are still live issues for our members.
If there is anything the public can do to get behind nurses and other healthcare workers to show their support, what are some examples or things that they can do during this time?
Look, we really need to echo the call from the ministry is to stay at home. If you're out in public, wear a face mask. Just be kind and realise that this everybody's in this together. Everybody is anxious. Everybody is concerned. But if we work together to ensure that we're getting our swabs, we're getting our vaccinations, we're respecting other people in the community, and that is by making sure that we do the hand washing, wear our masks, and just understand that this is taking all of country to work together to make sure that we get through this together. So the call for that to the public is let's just keep making sure that we are in this waka together. We're all dependent on one another to get through this together.
Zazie then went on to speak with a senior nurse on their thoughts on COVID-19 and the current working conditions.
What is it like working under current conditions with the Delta variant now in the community?
I think winter time within any area, it's always busy. So you get your common winter viruses. And currently with Delta, it continues to be not as busy because people are staying at home. However, it's pretty much the same. I mean, by having the lockdown and by wearing masks all the time and all of those things. But I mean, we've been really, really swamped anyway with the winter viruses. So
in terms of COVID-19, there hasn't been too much of an added strain on healthcare workers or nurses?
The COVID is one thing. It is what it is. At the moment, it's steady. Again, I don't work in areas that I see a lot of those patients coming in, so I can't really talk from that angle. But nurses in general, which you know before a Delta hit here, nurses are tired, they are worn out. We've just been pressured a lot. And so that continues in a sense, even though we're a tiny bit quieter. And so the Delta is one thing, but it's more what has been. It's not really, we've been under the pump for a very long time, regardless of a Delta coming. So, it's kind of one of those things that it continues. And we called off our strike last week because of the outbreak. And so, but we were ready to go out there and strike again. But in relation to nursing in general, it's already under the pump. Nurses are exhausted, they're worn out, tired. And I think with anything last year with the first lockdown, it's the unknown. So it's always the unknown. Like, you don't know how a population is going to respond to a certain virus. Yes, or we can look around the world and yes, we can see those things. But again, you've got to take into so much more consideration of, you know, your climate, your population, your cultural side of things. So it's always the unknown. It's always the, okay, you sit and you wait. So if we go back to Delta, it's kind of like, what's going to happen next? And I mean, you know, we are constantly prepping. So we are not only thinking, we've prepped, we always prep for things. So we're constantly changing, evolving, moving. You pull out your old stuff that you had last time, but now it's a game changer because of Delta, and it's the difference because it's spreading so much. And I always think it's the unknown, like we don't know what we're going to see as of yet. You just kind of sit and wait.
What measures or what additional measures have been put in place in order to keep nurses safe?
Look, I mean, it's always looking about your environment. It's always looking about, so where do you put patients and where's that going to go and what does that look like and stuff like that. So that's that type of prepping. And does this ward become like that or does that become like this? Or, you know, so there's always that element. So it's the environmental. But with nurses, look, I mean, it's quite interesting because we are short-staffed. That's the reality. And nurses don't pop out of nowhere. They're there, and they're being pulled into vaccination, they're being pulled to MIQ. So we're stretched because of that kind of thing going on. And for nurses, we just have to carry on like we do. Like, that's a strength that we have. We might moan a little bit along the way, but you kind of just have to carry through because you're there for, yes, you're being paid and yes, you're that, but you're there for your patients. You're there to look after people in their time of need. And I think that never goes away. So you always just continue on, because that's what you do. If you're in an emergency, and what do? You don't stop. You continue till the outcome hopefully gets to where you want to get to. So it's that constant, just continue on. Yeah.
In your opinion, do you believe enough support is being given to nurses and healthcare workers?
Yeah, I think that there is. I personally feel that from my position and where I work and stuff like that, yes, absolutely. I would just like to see more nurses, and that's to do with bringing nurses in from overseas. It's to do, you know, we can't have those numbers. You know, I'd like to see that improvement. This is the tricky thing. So we look in the big picture, right? So with the government and that and how they're, with people coming in and how certain people can't come in, that all affects that. But they've made that decision for those reasons. And I don't, like, you know, I don't work in the logistics of that. So, but yeah, it is tough. It is tough with, you know, the pressures of having numerous patients and not having enough nurses there, yeah, to look after them as need be.
So those two interviews, firstly, Kiri Nuku from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, and then a senior nurse currently working during level 4 lockdown, talking about nurses and other healthcare workers working in the renewed COVID-19 climate here in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.